Doctor Who and the Mask of Mandragora by Philip Hinchcliffe. Read by Tim Pickett-Smith. Chapter 1. The Mandragora Helix. The year was 1492. The place, a remote principality in northern Italy. A handful of ragged peasants sweated and strained as they hauled a cart full of hay along a steep path. Their faces were lined and careworn by years of drudgery, but their natural high spirits remained undimmed as they swore and cajoled amongst themselves with great gusto. They reached the brow of the hill and paused for breath. Suddenly, the air was filled with the pounding of horses' hooves, and a troop of armed men appeared, their helmets and breastplates glinting in the sun. Swiftly, they surrounded the defenseless peasants. One of them brandished a burning torch. With a grin, he tossed it into the cart. The dry grass exploded into flame. Terrified, the peasants began screaming and running in all directions. The horsemen allowed them to get a short distance away, then drew their swords and started to ride them down. As each peasant was caught, he was mercilessly butchered. The slaughter continued for several minutes, until a harsh voice rang out.
Leave a few alive, Captain, to tell the others how insurrection is dealt with.
The captain of the troop saluted and called his men off. The man who gave the order was seated astride a majestic ebony black stallion. The man wore rich and elaborate clothes, denoting he was someone of rank and power. A hunting outfit in red velvet, covered by a black silken cloak. But this outward elegance was marred by his own features, which were brutal and ugly.